In this new episode of the IoT Show, we're going to talk security for IoT applications. FM is part of the Azure security team, actually one of the top architects, and will tell us all about what you need to know whether you're an OT or IT to secure your Azure IoT application. Hi, everyone. This is the IoT Show, and I'm Olivier, your host. Thanks for coming and joining us. I have FM Houdis with me. FM is an architect in the Azure Security Center team, and we're going to talk security. FM, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Sure. Thank you.
Do you want to elaborate a bit about who you are, your role, and what your team is doing?
Yeah. I've been in Microsoft for many years. Okay. Yeah. Most of them working on security. Okay. For the last 4 or 5 years, I've been focusing on Azure security. I've been chief architect of Azure Security Center. And for the last year or so, I've been kind of diving into IoT security, running a team that develops what we are announcing today.
Okay.
Our extension of what we created in Azure to IoT. Mm-hmm. My goal today, I'm sure we will come back to you,
okay? Yes.
With all kind of, you know, dive-ins and explanation mm-hmm. and so on. It's a very rich product, mm-hmm. okay? But today I kind of wanted to start with explaining our kind of goals and our understanding, okay, mm-hmm. what is important for IoT security.
Makes sense.
And from that, people hopefully will understand why we created this product in a certain way.
Okay, awesome. So Azure Security Center is like awesome tool for monitoring and making sure your applications in the cloud are secure. IoT brings this new part, which is like outside of that realm of cloud, which yep. is the devices. And yep. very often, people think of IoT security as, you know, I need to secure that device so it's not hacked, and I need to make sure that, you know, the data is, you know, what we it says it is, right? How are you approaching security for an IoT application?
So the first thing I normally tell to my customers when I talk to them, it's for us, IoT security is not equal, okay, to the security of your device, okay? Right. The security of your devices is part of it, okay? Mm-hmm. But what you really need to think about it is the security of your solution, okay? And your solution is much more than that just the devices, okay? And if you don't mind, and
yeah.
you know, people can see this.
Yep.
This is just announces that we are extending our offer. But the point is, why are we extending and not talking only about IoT security? That's exactly the question.
Okay.
And the reason why we are extending and not talking about only the security about the devices mm-hmm. is in this picture. Okay. This is essentially a representation of any IoT solution. Okay. Built around Hub.
Okay.
You can actually take this picture and, you know, and apply it to non-Azure Hub and so on, okay?
Okay?
It will look the same, okay? And the point is, when you look at it from a security expert, okay, mm-hmm. and you do what is called threat analysis, okay, you understand that the security of the device is a small part of it,
mm-hmm.
okay? You can have a solution like this with absolutely secure devices, okay, mm-hmm. and no security whatsoever as a whole.
Okay?
If I would like to, you know, look at this and pretend that I'm a hacker, okay, mm-hmm. I would not necessarily start by hacking into one of the million devices that you have. I might attempt to hack into your storage or database. Okay, all the data is already there.
Okay.
And if not, yeah. maybe into the processing, into the compute, and if not, maybe into the hub. Okay, the hub itself, okay, it's a very important, sophisticated service that we have. Okay, mm-hmm. if you didn't configure it correctly, if you don't use it correctly, if you don't monitor it, okay, mm-hmm. it can be hacked too. Okay,
yep.
And if I, as a hacker, own your hub, there is no need for me to hack
to
into your devices.
Touch the devices, yes.
Okay, so that's our starting point. Okay, mm-hmm. from the security perspective, we looked at this picture and said, okay, what do we need to build for mm-hmm. our customer to make sure they understand the security of their solution end to end?
They understand, they control, they monitor
yes.
all of that.
Okay, so this is our starting
okay.
point. Okay. Based on this understanding of what mm-hmm. is IoT security, okay, what is important to IoT security, here are the goals that we put.
Aside, okay.
Okay. We want to have to enable our customers to see in one place, okay, end-to-end security state of their solution. Okay.
Okay.
From application, from devices to edge devices to hub to all the compute storage and so on
okay.
that they have in Azure. Okay. Everything that belongs in their mind,
okay?
Because they build it, okay? They understand which part belongs to IT solution, which is something else, okay? Now, in this unified end-to-end view, we will show them two types of things, okay? Mm-hmm. One is by analyzing the way they use hub, the way they use compute, the way they use devices, okay? Mm-hmm. We will provide them with a set of what we call recommendations, okay? If you follow these recommendations, you will make your IoT solution more secure, more hardened, okay? This is a set of recommendations. And then we will constantly monitor real-time events, again, across all of your solution, from devices to Azure, and we'll produce a set of what we call actionable alert, okay? Understandable actionable alerts that we say, hey, based on everything that we see, okay, this part, okay, is potentially under attack, or this part is potentially compromised. Okay?
Could it be something like, hey, you're seeing a pattern changing abruptly in telemetry, for example, or a device that's been sending at a low frequency suddenly starts sending a lot of data, this kind of behavior?
Let me give you some example, both for recommendations and for alerts, okay?
Perfect.
So, you know, some recommendations can be, you know, kind of people straightforward for people to understand, let's say, a device that is misconfigured, okay? And we have a several baselining, okay, how a device should be configured to be secure,
okay?
But some other recommendations are not so obvious to some people. For example, okay, if you have 20 administrators to your hub, only two of them are active, okay, you are not secure.
Okay. Yeah, because
this is one of the biggest issues, okay, that people have, okay, having too many administrators, okay.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, kind of less obvious recommendations that you will see, okay. On the alert side, again, okay, some of the alerts that you will see are kind of quite obvious, okay. Mm-hmm. A device that is communicating with an IP address, okay, that we know is part of a botnet. And Microsoft has one of the largest threat intelligence apertures in the world, okay? Yeah. We see a lot of things. We have an entire team of people, okay, that look through common threats and constantly update, okay, how our alerts fired, when they are fired, on top of what they are fired.
That's interesting, because we're basically working based on knowledge of like decades of securing.
Not only based on the knowledge, but it's constantly updatable. So when I'm going to talk to you, let's say, I'm going to tell you that we are going to ship with 40 built-in alerts. Mm-hmm. Okay, this doesn't mean that these alerts are kind of shipped and forgot.
Yeah.
Okay, it means that we have a team of people constantly updating the algorithm when to fire the alert.
Okay, so algorithms are running, but people are updating the algorithms in addition.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. So I saw you some examples of recommendation. Here's some example of alerts. Again, you know, something is a device connected to a bad IP, what we call, okay? Unknown or suspicious or known bad application or command line running on these devices, okay? Going back to a previous example, okay? If we see an administrator, okay, that never did certain action, okay? Suddenly wakes up and perform it many times, okay?
Yeah.
This is suspicious.
It's weird.
Okay?
Yeah.
Of course, if you would follow the recommendation and reduce the number of, you know, unnecessary administrator, it might not happen. But again, security is all about layers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be, you need to follow recommendation to be as secure as possible, and after that, you need to kind of monitor what's going on constantly.
Okay.
So this is what we kind of, our main goal and our kind of main view, okay, on what is important for IT security.
Okay.
Next, I want to switch and show you a little bit of UX and talk about, actually, we have two different types of UX, and I'm going to explain why we have two and what are they for.
Let's jump in it. Like it.
So here we are in IoT Hub portal.
Okay.
And what you will see starting today when we go public, it's essentially a new section in Hub portal, which is called security.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
You touch security, you start with an overview. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what you see is what I told you. Okay. You see a set of recommendations.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And a set of alerts.
Okay.
Okay. You see kind of two sets here, and the point is that, you know, IoT solution is a funny thing. You might have, let's say, 100 resources in Azure,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you might have a million devices. Okay. Mm-hmm. So put these numbers together kind of doesn't make sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So we kind of separated it so it will be easier to see how many alerts and recommendations you have about devices and how many alerts and recommendations you have about Azure resources.
Makes
okay.
Sense.
But in principle, okay, this is view on in your entire solution.
Okay.
Okay. Now the first question is, what is my solution? Okay, so some things are obvious. Okay, the devices connected to this hub are definitely part of your IoT solution.
Okay,
but others are less obvious. Okay, and to control and define what is your solution, you go here. What is called resources.
Okay.
Okay, and what you see here is what I already defined as part of my IoT solution. Okay, so it is divided into two parts. One part, these are Azure resources that we automatically identify as part of your solution. Okay, if you know, definitely the subscription to which IoT Hub belongs is important. Okay, but also it's easy to understand the storage or the event hub that is connected to the hub. Okay, because you configure it explicitly in the hub. Okay, other things. It is up to the customer to define, okay, which compute, which VM scale set, or storage, or database, and so on, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can easily define it here, you know, you want to add a resource,
okay?
You pop up, here are all your resources, click,
select,
add,
straightforward.
You added the resource,
okay?
You go sometimes later, maybe you need to remove a resource, okay? You go here, remove a resource. And it is done.
Okay.
So here are you where you define what, and this is your knowledge, your definition, what is your IoT solution boundaries.
Okay.
Now, this is a very simple concept.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, for a security person, okay, it's huge.
Yes.
Okay? And it is huge because it actually doesn't exist, okay, until now. Okay. Until now, you have kind of people in OT sitting, in best case, okay? Looking only at the health and only the alerts coming from OT, okay?
Yep.
So you could have this OT security people sitting in the front of the dashboard saying, well, I'm fine, everything green, everything perfect, and having no idea that the connections that they know exist, okay, between this hub and some storage, okay, end up in the storage that right now has an alert about it, okay?
Okay.
And what you can see now, once you define the solution, okay, if you go into alerts, you will see a list of alerts, okay, across your devices, your hub, and the resources in Azure that you just defined.
Makes sense.
Okay, you can go, you can understand what is this alert about.
Okay,
you can understand what are if these are devices, what devices. About what devices this alert is, and if this is resource in Azure, what resource in Azure it is. The same here. You have a list of recommendation. Again, okay, it is important for you. Also, this is anchored inside IoT Hub and is built for IoT people. It is important for you to know not only the security state of your IoT part, but also the security state of everything that is connected to.
Makes sense.
Here where you can look at it. Okay.
And I assume that you read the recommendations, you apply whatever is recommended, so you'll see actually the metrics change and it's going to become green.
Exactly.
Is there a way to say, hey, I know that that situation is specific to me, so I'm going to actually approve that or say it's okay?
So yes, there is several ways in which you can adapt what we show to what you have.
Okay.
One way is to come and configure, indeed, this recommendation I want to change.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want, it's not applicable to me, for example.
Okay.
Okay. It can be. Okay. You can also, and we will dive into it maybe some other time, control which alerts we produce, okay, in your environment and which not. Okay. And only one thing I want to show today, and this is because it's related to this, something, as I said, we are going to ship, this number changes all the time, grows all the time, about 40 built-in alerts, built-in type of alerts, so in which we discover different types of attacks, okay? But it is also possible that you, as a OT person that it understands your particular solution, know something that we cannot know a priori. Okay?
It's not generic, it's specific to the
okay?
app.
Yes. So it is possible. So what we did, we created a bunch about of 20 customizable alerts. Okay, mm-hmm. And you can define them here. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can define them. You can define a group of devices, okay, because you can know it's applicable for this group, but not for other group. Yep. Okay, and inside this group of devices, okay, you can go and you can add customize alert. Okay, so there is a list of these customize alerts. Okay, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can open it up, give it a name, create a minimal threshold, maximum threshold, how mm-hmm. often, and so on, and say, okay, for this group of devices, yep, okay, I want this alert. I want to be notified with it. And mm-hmm. and you know what you will find here is a bunch of kind of things that are, that you can configure specifically for your device, for your solution. Mm-hmm. How many times a device connected to hub, okay? Yep. From what IP it connected, mm-hmm. okay? So, you know, if it suddenly connects from different IP or IPs that you didn't define, you will get an alert, okay? How much data it sent, things like this.
Yep, makes sense.
So these are customizable alerts that you can define here. Okay? Okay. Now, so this is what we created for OT security people.
Yes.
Okay. Now let's switch gear. Okay. And as I told you, you know, I worked for the last 4 or 5 years on Azure Security Center.
Okay.
And when we go to Azure Security Center, okay, let's go there. Okay?
Which is typically a tool is more used by IT guys, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have today in enterprise IT security, if you mm-hmm. ask me what is the biggest problem, okay, mm-hmm. Is that you can have your IT security personnel or your security analyst mm-hmm. sit in front of their dashboard, okay, and seeing everything green.
Like
and exactly. Okay?
All good.
Yes, okay. And today it's practically impossible to find an enterprise in which mm-hmm. your IT security people are even aware, okay, of what's going on in the OT part, okay? Mm. And you know, it might have been kind of, you know, acceptable 20 years ago, okay? But today it's not. Mm-hmm. A, because IoT is everywhere, okay? B, because these two are not separate, okay? You might think that they are separate, but they are not.
Yeah.
The whole point of what we are building around mm-hmm. Azure IoT Hub, it's exactly this thing. Azure IoT Hub, it's the thing that connects your devices to your IT.
Yeah, I like to call it a gateway.
Yes, it's a gateway between these two.
Agreed.
So if you are a customer of IoT Hub, okay, mm-hmm. you cannot say anymore, okay, that OT is something completely I should not be aware of.
Makes sense.
Okay? Because there are connections. Yeah. Okay. So based on this, what we did is essentially introduce this view of recommendations and alert about OT part, about the hub, about the devices, inside the general view of AC. Okay, mm-hmm. So we are surfacing it here, okay, as part so IT people, okay, at least be aware. Okay, they might not have the knowledge mm-hmm. or expertise to address some of this. Okay, they might call into OT.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, if you ask me, a couple of years from now, if you are IT security person or IT security analyst and you don't understand IT, you are a bad security analyst.
Yes.
Okay. So the two are coming together.
Yes.
Okay. You cannot longer live separate.
And
okay?
you make it something which is by default with Azure Security Center. Basically, you connect these two worlds seamlessly.
Exactly.
In the tools.
Yes. Okay. So in AAC now, this is a main part of AAC that you are looking at. Okay. So in AAC now, if you go into a recommendation, okay, you'll have a prioritized list of recommendation mm-hmm. across your IT now.
Okay.
Okay. Which includes all of your IT solutions, IoT solution as well.
Okay.
So you will see here MFA for administrators, but also IoT devices installed and so on. Okay.
Got it.
You can, first of all, go over this prioritized list and understand, mm-hmm. okay, I have something important to do in my IoT part now.
Okay.
Okay. It's the same thing if you go into alerts.
Yep.
Okay. So now you see at one place, mm-hmm. okay, all the alerts, again, prioritized alerts across your IT and OT environment.
Okay, including OT.
This is, again, you know, I cannot stress how important it is, okay? Mm-hmm. Both for me as a security person, mm-hmm. okay, to give customers this view and to explain to them how important it is for them to connect these two, Okay, and it's probably if you ask me, the most important things that we did here. Mm-hmm. Okay, in terms of concept. Okay, it is this part. Okay, enable people to understand their security from the device to the last resource they are using inside Azure.
Yeah.
Okay. But in essence, what we did is several things. Okay, so we built on top of what we already have in AAC.
Uh-huh.
Okay, reusing as much as possible. Okay, but we added several things. So we added now deep understanding and deep monitoring of the hub itself. This was a very important effort. Okay, mm-hmm. it's a sophisticated, as I said, it's a very sophisticated service mm-hmm. with many options. Mm-hmm. Okay, and people need to understand how to make it secure and monitor it constantly. Okay, and then we also extended our aperture of signals that we can receive mm-hmm. To the devices itself. Okay, and regarding the devices, we do several things. Okay, first of all, we are monitoring the way device connects to the hub. Okay, we have an internal logs that we mine, if you wish, or monitor, okay? So, and we can understand a lot from these internal logs, okay? We can understand from what IPs they are coming and what certificates they are using and what communications they are using mm-hmm. and what is normal methods they are using and so on and so on, okay? So even without kind of additional information that we might encourage you and enable you to send from the device, mm-hmm. we can provide you with a set of recommendations and alerts about the device,
okay?
Now, in addition to this, okay, we are capable of receiving events and information from the devices itself.
Okay,
and what we did on this part are several things. Okay, we created several agent, okay, mm-hmm. that we open source. Okay, you can take them as a package. Okay, deploy it on your device if it fits your device.
Okay,
or you can just look at the source. Okay.
Yep.
Reconfigure, re-edit, take parts that you liked and parts that you don't like, and so on. Okay, create your own. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can write your own agent from scratch. Okay, it's very simple. Okay, all we did essentially is took the IoT Hub SDK and extended it with one single API.
Okay.
Send security data. Okay.
It's simple. I like this concept in saying that security doesn't need to be complicated.
It
actually,
doesn't. And what happens is and we publish a set of schemas. So what type mm-hmm. of messages we understand and you should send us. Okay. The moment that you send a properly formatted message using this API, this message will automatically be routed to our service.
Okay.
Okay. So if you know how to send messages, you know, because you already build something on around IoT Hub, you know how to do this. What will happen is that this message will be routed to our service. We will process it into more and more kind of useful information, recommendation and alerts. This message, because it's a security message, will not be counted as part of your IoT Hub messages.
It's not billed.
No, we will understand that this is separate.
Yeah,
we will bill you separately.
Yeah, but on the security center.
Okay.
Not double.
Okay. So this way you can create your own agent.
Okay.
Or if you want, you can kind of extend your application. You know, if you don't want to create a separate standalone mm-hmm. Agent, or maybe it's not applicable, you can create part of your application from time to time, waking up and sending us information that we are willing to receive. Okay. You can of course control how much data you send. Okay, either by writing your own agent, or if you're using our agent, our agent is an example of how we think you should write an agent. Mm-hmm. So it has a generic part that knows how to communicate with Hub, how to batch your messages so not to send too many mm-hmm. and so on. And then it has a provider part, which is kind of unique for a specific OS. Okay, so we are currently have 3-4, you know, for some Ubuntu, Debian, Windows IoT Core, and so on providers. Okay, you can extend it to anything you want.
Okay,
you can take the generic part, or you can replace everything. Everything is possible. The only other 2 points, and I'll stop here.
That's okay.
I think it's enough. I think it's enough for the first
time. Yeah, we'll deep dive. Imagine what the deep dive will be.
So, 2 things. Okay, I promise. The last 2 things. Otherwise, I will stay here for an hour.
You're good. I like it.
Azure IoT Edge devices. Mm-hmm. Okay, these are very unique offer. I love this thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, and for them we created a different variant of an agent. Okay, that yes, we do recommend that you just use this agent. It is containerized agent.
Okay,
okay, so you can deploy it easily. Any way that you can deploy any other model to the edge.
Got it.
Okay?
So it's just a container, module.
Yes, it is. It is available in marketplace. Okay, you just pick it up, you deploy it anywhere you want. Okay,
awesome.
And what it does essentially, once you deploy it, it can monitor both the underlying OS, okay, the Docker itself,
okay,
and the communication between the containers.
Okay,
so you know, you install it today, you will see a recommendation about. The baselining, CIS baselining of Ubuntu and CIS baselining of Docker and so on. And finally, one more thing. Okay, if you are in security business, you heard our announcement. What was it, a week or two ago at RSA about Azure Sentinel?
Okay,
this is our cloud-based SIEM. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if it is important to you, and if and I think it should be. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everything that we do here, okay, is kind of seamlessly integrated into it, okay? So the data that we collect, okay, it's your choice, of course, but by simple, you know, yes, actually, it can be put into log analytic workspaces from which it can be accessible directly by Sentinel,
okay?
So if you want to use Sentinel, essentially SIEM, okay, and you will have data from your OT part, data from your IT part in Azure, data from your on-prem part, okay, because that's what Sentinel can do.
Yeah.
And you can then pivot and investigate across all this huge
amount of data and resources.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
So, and all this is kind of for, you know, this part is essentially free if you, in terms of the integration. You don't need to build something special for this type of integration.
Okay.
Okay.
So you guys like all the way from, so the UI for OT, IT adapted to is there, but having that connection between the two worlds, the agents, open source with people to adapt. I was thinking when you were talking about it, the scenario of like, I have this this little sensors that will detect that my device has been tampered with, like opened, boom. Yeah. Message to Security Center, and I can validate, yes, I have my maintenance guy in OT actually was doing maintenance, so it's normal, or not.
We have a built-in alert, physical access.
There you go. Oh. what's left for developers?
Security never ends.
Yes.
Okay. Never ends, okay? So we will never stop developing more analytics and introducing more alerts if needed, okay?
Okay.
And you should never stop thinking about how to make your particular solution more secure. Okay. Hopefully what we release today will help significantly.
And IoT is not an exception, far from it, when it comes to all of that.
Yeah.
FM, that was a very insightful introduction into the IoT extension for Azure Security Center. I look forward to have you back for more in-depth, into the various features.
Will do.
And well, you guys know what you have to do. Learn more following the links down here. And give it a try, because there's no reason you shouldn't, actually. If you've not been convinced, I have. Thanks for watching the IoT Show, and see you soon. Thanks, FM.
See you.